Good morning. It is October 13th, 2013. Welcome to the Gloucestercast. My name is Joey Shimataro, and I'm here with my illustrious panel member, my buddy Paulie Walnuts. Paulie, how are you feeling today?
What's my real name?
Paulie Walnuts, no?
I get no respect.
Paul Frontero Jr.
Right.
Right.
Paul F. Frontero Jr.
Paul F. Frontero Jr. Your father was an F as well?
Yeah.
No?
And my son.
Your departed son 2 years ago, with homage to him and great guy that he was.
Is.
There you go. It was a trying week for you, I'm sure.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
We got through it.
Yeah.
My wife and kids, there for each other.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, we're going to talk about some good stuff here this week. We have a few items I would like to talk about. First of all, you brought this topic up, and it was all about some people vying to change the Good Morning Gloucester logo from the seagull, and a couple different people had a couple different ideas, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, but yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, a cormorant, I think, the one that they were picking, might have the athletic abilities more than a seagull. Seagulls can't dive, but you know, at least they do something. They clean up around the state fish pier. They eat anything else out there. And there's actually a dead seal in the harbor, and I've seen a seagull on top of it, chipping away at it.
Did you take pictures of it?
I couldn't. The seagull took off, and it's just like a little lump of gray floating in the middle of the channel. And
it wouldn't have photographed well.
No.
Wow.
So.
Well, but that's disgusting.
Yeah.
They say, like, I've talked to fishermen that have, like, gotten dead seals entangled in their gear, that when they bring them up to the surface, like, it's one of those things like, whoa, the stink is just absolutely vile. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I think, like, what happens, the reason they float is because their bellies, all the gases in their bellies, like, bring them to the surface. And then if, like, that gets punctured or something, the noxious smells that emanate from that. It's just
anything dead.
Yeah, anything dead, really. And then, of course, Mr. Morrison has to throw his 2 cents in with, you know, he's forever trying to get the rubber duck recognized as the official mascot.
If it was a living thing, but it's not a living thing. So.
Ever since Tom Ellis from the Thomas Lennon said that he thought that the official logo was the rubber duck, Paul has been relentlessly.
Yeah. I think Tom spent too much time on the ocean with all the salt air.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, for the record, the logo is not going anywhere. All due respect, Al Bazanson, our good friend who reports on the schooners. And
what's prettier, a seagull, the perfect one with the gray wings and the bright white breast and head, and the cormorant's an ugly. If you look at it, I have pictures of it.
And nightmares.
And they look like they got a goofy smile on their face.
No.
They may be
beady eyes.
Good hunters, yeah.
Beady eyes.
Yeah.
You can't trust a cormorant.
No.
I'm telling you right now, you cannot trust a cormorant. You did some, yeah. No, the cormorant's disgusting.
Yeah. I have one that had a whole flounder in its mouth. How the hell is the thing going to eat that? But I guess he did.
Those things will eat anything. Yeah, but no, not going anywhere. Sorry to disappoint you, Al and Paul. You'd be.
And EJ, I think EJ was going for that too.
The cormorant?
Yeah, how dare she?
Interesting. Turncoat. See, I only expect
she did a Photoshop copy of the sticker. Did you see it?
Oh, I did. Yeah. She did a good job with the Photoshop, though. I'll give her that. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the cormorant replacing the logo. But we also have some news. As far as, people asked us to talk about some politics. I got some emails of people wanting me to put photos, talk about certain things that have happened in the past week in different mayoral things and actually some city council things. And again, I'm just going to reiterate our stance here. We don't take political positions and we don't take... I put the poll on last week, but the poll was not taking a political position. It was just to see what people were doing. So for those people that keep sending me these things saying that they want me to criticize this politician or that politician, it's not going to happen here. I happen to come into, I have this huge old bag of cassette tapes that I had from growing up. I bought, you know, back in my generation, I started out with albums, but quickly it progressed into cassette tapes. Right. And I don't know if anybody wants them, but my taste in music back then was very eclectic. It was, you know, the old classics, Bruce Springsteen. Huh?
The Bee Gees?
I don't think I have any Bee Gees, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was one in there. No, it was more, there was Springsteen, there was a lot of rap, old classic rap cassettes. I'm sure there's some AC/DC in there, Eagles, yeah. Bob Seger. Everything from that to like, you know, some jazz, like Sade, and just a wide range of cassettes. But I don't know if anybody does anything with cassettes anymore. Do people?
I don't know, talk to Mystery Train Records downtown.
Yeah, but aren't they just vinyl? I'm going to tell you something about Mystery, and I hope they don't take this personally. But maybe, like, every time I go in there, the guy with the skinny jeans that works there, it seems like he's looking down his nose at me like he's some kind of music elitist that, like, I just get a bad vibe every single time I go in there. Like,
really? I went in there the other day. It was fine.
Maybe they just don't like me.
Maybe.
And I can see that. I'm not a very likable person. Yeah, but do you think that they do anything with cassettes? I thought it was just vinyl.
No, they have movies, they have vinyl, they have CDs.
They have cassettes?
They must have cassettes.
You're saying that, but okay. Well, we'll look into that. But if anybody wants my bag of cassettes,
they gotta do something for it.
No, I'll let them have it free. Honest to God, I will let them have it for free. Just come on down the dock. But let me know, so I'll bring it down the dock, because I don't want to just have it, I don't want to bring them down and have more of my crap cluttering up the office.
Well, if anybody ever listens to this podcast, they could come down and pick it up. I wouldn't put it up on a post, so, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah, you have to listen to know about it. You have to listen to the podcast. Yeah. It's like the tree that fell in the woods. Did so anybody hear
it? Somebody actually listens to this thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the fact is, I don't care if anybody actually listens. I just like these conversations.
Just like talking.
Everything else is just yeah, exactly.
Like hearing your own voice.
Yeah, narcissist. That's me. So, Paul, have you? I know the first year that there was any kind of controversy about the cyclocross, you, if I remember correctly, you were on the opposite side of my take on it. That I thought that it was a great event, and I thought, if you had gone back before those cyclocross people were even coming here, that field was just a field strewn with boulders that really was never even taken care of in the first place. And ever since those people had came, that it was...
No, that's wrong. When we first came back to Gloucester after we came back in 2005 after being gone for 18 years,
yeah.
I was shocked at how great Stage 4 Park looked.
Yeah.
When did cyclocross start here?
About 10 years ago or something like that.
So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But
yeah. No,
when I looked at it, it was the weekend we had heavy rain in both days, and they used Stage 4 Park, and the place was a disaster because of all the mud and everything.
Yeah.
And it took them a while, like till next spring, for it to come up. I was just worried about kids in the outfield that play. I used to play baseball down there, Babe Ruth League.
Mm-hmm.
And if the field was torn up like that and they didn't even it out or whatever, I'm not sure what they did. But that's pretty dangerous for the kids out in the outfield running around. But this year, you go down there, it looked like nothing ever happened.
Like right now?
Yeah.
What about last year?
I don't remember last year.
You don't remember last year? Yeah. I don't know. I'm a huge fan of that. I'm a huge fan of that race.
Well, if they take care of it, it's fine, you know. But that seemed like that year was really bad, and maybe that's...
No.
I think they were a little bit slow
doing getting it done.
Year. This year, they seem like they jumped right on it, and it's...
Yeah.
It's good condition right now.
Well, that's good. We like that. We like the business that it brings into town. We heard from a lot of the hotel people and the restaurants downtown and the merchants downtown, and they all saw a boost in sales. So kudos to the cyclocross people. Kudos to the people that embrace it. And hopefully we can get the Gloucester Tri back into town, because I thought that was awesome. Great. Input. World-class athletes coming to Gloucester, discovering the place. I got no problem with that at all.
Didn't they say the Tri was coming back next year?
They said it was going to come back this year, and somehow or other it fell apart. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. It didn't materialize. That's a huge undertaking, because you're taking over a big part of the city.
Yeah.
But it's over in the morning. You know what I mean?
Gone.
It's over. Yeah. Then you know.
12 o'clock, everything's cleaned up.
Yeah. You know, I remember back about 10 years ago when Boston College was, you know, they wanted to add a little bit of seating, and. You know, they've been playing football at Boston College forever, right? Mm-hmm. What drives me crazy is they have this, you know, the positive energy and the cachet of having a Division I football team in your town is huge, right? Mm-hmm. To me, it's huge anyway. And then when, I don't know, there's 10 games throughout the course of the year, and half of them are away games. There's five Sundays or Saturdays that you may be inconvenienced a little bit in your neighborhood, but like the businesses that benefit from that and everything else, I'm like it just drive me crazy. That the no people drive me crazy. They're like no.
There's a lot of them in Gloucester, but I can see somebody's point. If it does inconvenience you,
yeah.
No, I'm not living down. I think the first year they had the try, they had the foot blocked off,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of dangerous because of this, in case something of an emergency ever happened down there.
Yeah, you so say they were blocked off. I'm sure because for the block parties, that they always make sure that that the ambulances and the fire can get through.
They probably could in a real emergency, but it was pretty. They had you're coming up from Beach Court,
yeah,
running through, and then the end came with the bicyclists coming down to down there. I was down at that area, and there's an ambulance there, and they got a call, and they had to take off us or something, and they couldn't. They had to remove all the barriers, stop people from racing. And
well,
but I can see people's point on that if it's in your neighborhood.
Mm.
But then again, if it's going to benefit more than a little.
Yeah, more than a little is right. I mean, it's a big, big boost. Let's talk about your father's paintings.
Yeah, it's doing good.
State of the art gallery. The extent it was doing so well that they actually asked your family to extend the stay in the space at the gallery. Where is the gallery?
That's Wanson. Is it Wanson Street or Wanson?
Wanson Street, right next to Sailor Stands.
Right across the street from Sailor Stands.
On the part of that road where it's coming back towards Rocky Neck, towards I think they call that Eastern Point Boulevard. Yeah.
So you're leaving Rocky Neck on the right-hand side.
Right.
There's the Cultural Center.
Right.
And the next building there is the State of the Art Gallery.
Wow. How gratuitous for them. All the people that go to Rocky Neck Art Center, Cultural Center, brings a ton of people there.
Yeah.
And that State of the Art Gallery was there way before that.
Yeah.
So that guy just probably picked up all the people that are coming in and out of those ones.
Sure, gets a little bit from there, yeah.
Yeah. So how did the first run go? Did he sell a lot?
He sold a good amount. You know, it was nice to see some people that brought his work before,
because
he was all over Gloucester. Every back in the 80s, every restaurant, every bank.
Yeah,
you couldn't go in without seeing one of his paintings.
Well, he was one of these guys that he didn't charge a ridiculous amount, because he was an artist that wanted, he didn't want to just have paintings stack up in his place. He wanted to get the art so people could enjoy it, right?
And he can make money, because he didn't make a lot of money. He made enough to survive.
Mm.
None of this, he's not wasn't a rich artist or anything.
Yeah.
And plus he had his gallery in his house, so that cut some overhead.
Yeah, people would, you know, old school Gloucester people would remember, if you're driving down the extension between the two rotaries going out of town, on the right-hand side, his house was, because that's the house you grew up in, I imagine. Right. And there's a big picture window in the side of the house, which faced it, so you could see that. And there was like a sign, like take two rights, and then you're
take,
here.
Take three rights, and you were there.
Three rights went off perfect. of the rotary.
One
yeah.
of his collectors was a sign painter, and he painted it for him.
Oh, cool. So. Yeah, so you can get so there's the it's still up at the State of the Art Gallery.
A lot of old time fishing boat pictures that. No, he painted what was at the time. He didn't paint old time.
Right. He wasn't painting schooners from memory.
Nothing historical, just. Right. From his point of view, when he was fishing for all his years,
and he
all the boats that were down the wharf, he had a lot of commissions from a lot of the captains and owners and stuff.
So he could. So basically, if you had a grandfather or a father who had a boat back then, chances are he painted it. And if you contacted the State of the Art Gallery, they could probably locate because there's probably still hundreds of his paintings, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's a good idea, and. I see the work. Oh, tell the story about if you see the guy with the red shirt. Don't you tell that story? Yeah.
My father was a doryman on a same boat, on same boats. He was an engineer and a cook, so he was very in demand. Every time a boat broke down, and he was working on, somebody else would grab him, and that's what they would do. They call them transient fishermen.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was on a dory. There was a same boat with maybe 6-7 guys in it. And a dory that would gather up the net after they'd gone for the mackerel or whatever they were going for, the top water fish. And so he was in the dory by himself, and he always wore a bright red shirt with the slickers, with the yellow slickers on top of it, because if he ever fell in the water, they could find him quick.
They wanted to be able to look. He said he was smart. He's like, they'll be able to locate me wearing these bright colors.
Yeah.
So you'll see
a lot of paintings with a guy in a dory, and he has a red shirt on. That's him.
Right.
So he's in a lot of paintings. Of
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people see those and they don't realize that. Like Mark Ring, I think, was...
I think they sold the one he wanted.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, see, he didn't jump. Yeah. I could probably find
one similar if I knew what the one he wanted. But.
Yeah. Yeah. His work is really... I like I like what Ron Gilson is to Gloucester history. He didn't romanticize it or anything. He just told the facts of this is, and you could smell the smell. It brought you right back to that the period he was talking about. He wasn't talking like glorifying it and like the way some other historians did. Your father was a painter in the same way that some of these other painters, like it wasn't. Talking about their time, they're talking about old times,
which is nice too. I like seeing the old.
Yeah. Stuff. Oh, absolutely.
Especially Jeff Weaver. Jeff Weaver does a great job with
that. Oh my God, his work. Yeah. Jeff Weaver, what a blessing to have a guy like that around, right? I mean, Jeff Weaver. Who's the other?
Another one, Ray Crane. He does a lot of old time Gloucester, and he's really like my father and Jeff are like impressionists, but he was more of a realist. And talking about Ray Crane, he has a one-man show starting today at the Rockport Art Association. So I have like 40 of his paintings in one place, which is nice. And he hate to compare other artists to another artist, but he's like a Fitz Lane, one of Henry or Hugh, whatever it is now.
So the colors and the light.
The way it looks, beautiful work, does nice work.
I wonder if he has a website. Point that out, or if he does.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he lives in Pigeon Cove.
Oh yeah, Rockport guy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely check that out. I'm happy that you came by, Paulie.
I'm gonna talk about my favorite day. No bra day.
No bra day today.
That's it. The official national no bra day.
Was that on the blog?
I just put it on the. It's for 11:00. It's gonna be up.
Oh, it's 9:31 right now. So.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it. Sorry, I didn't know what you were talking about. No, so it's no bra day. Yeah. I think I can get away with not wearing a bra still.
Yeah. I think it has something to do with just
feminism
awareness of breast cancer awareness.
Oh, month. Okay. I thought it was some feminist thing, the feminazis.
No,
doesn't have to do with protesting the men. The men don't have to wear bras, so we shouldn't have to wear bras.
I think the woman actually started that because of they just want to put a little bit of humor in. Something very serious that they have to.
I know. They can talk about. You have to understand. They can inject humor into it, but if a man injects humor into anything to do with breast cancer, even if it's through a charity and they and like boobies, you know, they have the stickers, I feel my boobies or something like that. Yeah. Like, if you bring it up, you get chastised, but as long as they bring it up, it's okay. Yeah. So we're not going to bring it. We're not talking about it as far as, we're just announcing what they had brought to us, right? Because we don't want to be labeled as, we're making fun of it.
I actually put it up there for the women because it's a nice picture. It's not a woman this year. It's somebody else. So something else.
Something else?
I put a photo along with the post.
Don't ruin it for anyone.
I'm not, but the woman would love this photo.
Oh, really? Handsome man?
Yeah, very.
Handsome. Okay. Is it you? Did you do a selfie? Polly Walnut selfie?
I think if you look at it, you could probably say it looks just like me, but it might not be me.
Stud. Beefcake.
Yeah.
Beefcake. All right. Well,
I'm starting a new artist group. Gloucester Artist Group is called. I'm going to have a WordPress webpage and be a bunch of different moderators. It's just not going to be like a thing. It's going to be a thing where people can share, artists can share their ideas of what they do or how they do it. It's all going to be about painting. It's not going to be any photographers.
Photographers.
So it's going to be called the Gloucester Artist Group, GAG.
Gag me.
So you can,
Available on WordPress?
I got it. I haven't had it for years.
You kidding me?
But I haven't done anything with it.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
GAG.wordpress.com. Is it built? Is the site built already?
It's not built. It's just, I just have it there.
You got the placeholder.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So you know, Alice Gardner has their photographer and artist group. Right. You could poach some of those people and have them.
No, this is going to be whoever wants to do it.
You start, every 6 months or so, you start a new the sketchbook project.
The art rock thing,
new website. But you know what's cool about that is that, and it should be an example for other people, is you don't have to have a ton of money to start a blog or a web page, or even for your own business.
I hope it doesn't get like Good Morning Gloucester where I have to pay money for
because we have so much content, we have to pay, we have our upcharges for storage and then every once in a while someone, you know.
I think my art rocks, I think my highest day was 54, and I don't know why. 54 people that looked at it.
Well, we probably linked
and
to
my
it.
My average is like one person looks at it per day.
Well, that's all right. You know, a lot of if you're doing it for the right reasons,
yeah,
and the right reasons isn't necessarily for other people to look at it, but just because you enjoy doing it,
yeah,
then that's all that really matters.
But I just like the name Gag because it could either be a funny thing,
I love it,
or it could be something that you gag because the artwork is so bad. But
I love it. I think it's a great idea. And so the whole premise behind it. Are you gonna give any artist the authority to post directly, or does it have to go through you?
It'll go through. No, it won't go through me, but there'll be other artists. Like I'm gonna ask Debbie Clark.
Yeah. So the sound of it is you're gonna ask. So it's gonna be an exclusive group. It's not just anyone. If you're a painter, you can't.
Anybody can post.
Anybody can post. Okay. Want to hear my suggestion?
What?
My suggestion is that any artist that wants to do it, you allow them to do it, but you have to approve their posts so they don't get all crazy and spammy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to just put five posts a day and always be at the top of the thing with their particular thing. But I think it's a fantastic idea because it doesn't matter if there's 500 contributors.
There's a lot of groups. Nothing against these groups like the Rockport Art Association, North Shore Art Association. The artists try to become, they want to be in that association, but they have to go through so many steps. My father never made it through the Rockport Art Association because back then it was a different class of artists than there are now. Do you want to end it? And I know that when you try to get through one of these art associations, they want names of teachers that you went through. My father was self-taught.
Right.
And a lot of these people are self-taught. I know Eileen Oliver, she does nice work, and she's self-taught, and I think she had a hard time getting in because of that.
Wow.
Because they want references. They want you to go, I don't know, maybe it's one of their members to go take lessons and stuff. I don't know. But
yeah. Well, they want to maintain a certain level of, you know, they don't want schlock in there either. So
no, but what they pick is sometimes, you know, you get a certain group of artists that are the jurors,
yep,
and it's what they like,
mm,
you know. So you're going by their opinion, not your own opinion.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that win these best of show are just, like, they call them associate members, that they can they have one show a year for associate members. Yeah, so if you pay $40 a year to be in these things, they'll give you 1 month of a show so you can show your painting for 1 month. And a lot of that stuff is just as good as what they have up on the walls. Or better.
Yeah, well, I think the democracy of what you're trying to do is I like that idea. And you know, and all these things have different places. The Rocky Neck Art Association has its place. The North Shore Art Association has its place. The Rockport Art Association.
Nothing against it. I think it's
great. Right, exactly. But your thing also has its own place. You know, to more inclusive of you know, and you don't necessarily have to be the fucking world's greatest artist.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, as long as you're into it.
You know? Yeah. Exactly. All levels, right?
Right. When you're in a
share and you encourage each other and you right. push to put, you know, your craft. That's great.
And someday I'll buy the paint factory and have a big art gallery there. So
there you go.
Art association.
Well, that's what we need. We need more nonprofits in town. We need more nonprofits not paying taxes. because, you know, we can't get enough of these things. Yeah. You know, the whole anyway, we're going to let that go.
But that would be a perfect place for having art.
It would be a fantastic place for it. It would be a fantastic place for it. Just like...
Nobody else is doing anything with it.
Oh, let's not take shots. No. They're doing fantastic work down there.
I'm kidding.
All right, Paulie. Thanks for everything. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for listening. It is October 13th again, and we're going to sign off right now. Have a great day, everybody. This is a test. This is a test. This is a test.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.